KFIZ News Time, 9:39, coming up on 9:40 here on this Tuesday morning, April 27th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. Always good to talk to Aaron Sadoff, Superintendent of Schools of the School District of North Fond du Lac. Updates for the north side of town. Let's check in with Aaron this morning for our monthly conversation here on a Tuesday. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, Spencer. Happy Tuesday to you. Can you believe that we're almost in spring? It looks like we're going to get above 60 today.
Yeah, we certainly are. It's already above 60. I was looking at the map this morning down by Kenosha, Racine. They're almost at 70 this morning. So it's kind of those wild weather days, 80s in the south, probably 50s in the north. But that's Wisconsin for you, right?
That's right. If you don't like the weather, just wait. It'll change.
That is true. Well, thanks for joining us, as always, and lots to talk about. Let's start with news that came out, I think it was late last week, and I think we had talked about it before in our March conversation, but presentation school is going to be in the hands, or is in the hands of the school district for the Treffert Way. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so what really excited, so presentation, the school, not the church, there's two different parcels, was went up for sale earlier this year, and we put an offer on it. The Treffert Way had been housed this past year at the Children's Museum, so thanks to Andrea Welsh and all the great people at the Children's Museum, but wanted to bring them back home, and what a great facility. There's two different parts of the school. One is the oldest part, which was built in the early 1900s. That's that three-story brick building, very nice building, but it's beyond repair on the inside with asbestos and lead paint and all these things. So the parish was actually going to tear that down decades ago. So that's part of our plan, to tear that part down, but we'll do it in a way we're actually working and looking to see if we can have some salvage group come in to save all the nice wood and all the great metal that's inside, and then maybe they can make sure to reuse that in some way, and also saving some pieces for the church. They want to do a little garden, if you will, over by Presentation Church with the cornerstone and some bricks. But then that other part, the newer part with where the gym is, if anybody's ever been to Pancake Day for the Optimist in November, that in the adjoining rooms is in very good shape. So we're really excited to get going. Going to put a new roof, some air conditioning in there, some fresh coats of paint. And right now we're great to have the Fond du Lac music studio renting it. That rent's going to be, they're going to be done at the end of June. And then we're going to start to, you know, do some fixes on it inside and out, and have it ready for August to have the Treffert Way move in and be the new permanent home for it. So it's really exciting to have a great building that's only two blocks away from our early learning center in high school, middle school, to be home for our kids and our charter school. So it's really exciting, not only for the district, but also for the community. And a big shout out to Father Ryan and Holy Family. They've been great to work with. And just FYI, anybody that's going to be going to any weddings or any other services or mass on the weekend, the parking lot is still there to utilize.
There you go. Hey, long term, finding a permanent home for Treffert Way, what does that mean in general terms for the school to have kind of a place to call your own now with this purchase?
What's huge is with the Treffert Way, they are really focused on a way that Dr. Treffert developed of how to educate and move kids through their learning process that really focuses more on community, focus on talent, focus on correct diagnosis. And in order to do that and to really, you know, prove that concept, you know, being moving around was a lot, but now to have that space and to really work on that is going to be huge. So this space is great to really utilize their ideas and their pedagogy in order to help students learn in a different way that we currently aren't doing or able to do in our normal school. So that's one of the things that's so great, that for our school, but also so that we can start to prove that concept and move forward. Plus, it's great for our families. Now, the kids that were going to school, and we look at transportation and different things, we're going to be able to help out a little bit more with it being so close.
Let's talk about kind of the school year as a whole here. It's hard to believe we're almost to May, and I know that means probably the end of the school year here coming up for a lot of folks. I know I got notification about my sister's graduating from high school coming up here in just under a month, so that's crazy mm-hmm. for me. But for the kids that have been through so much over the last year, it's kind of a bittersweet moment to see the school year come to an end, but also an exciting moment too. From your perspective, I know we talk about this kind of every month, but what's the last month or so been like, and how are they handling the last couple of weeks of their school careers? When you talk specifically about some of those high school students, but even the kids that are kind of moving up next year and taking on that new grade level in the 2021-2022 school year.
Yeah, so Spencer, I'm telling you, having all the kids back every day is awesome. We have a case of COVID here and there, had to do some contact tracing last week, but really we're seeing the numbers way down. Every staff member that wanted to be has been vaccinated. These kids just participating in baseball and softball and track and football and volleyball, all these things. It's really great. Now we're still, wearing face coverings. We're still trying to physical distance. We're still trying to do some cohorting. That we see a light at the end of the tunnel. We're going to be doing prom, going to be doing it outside behind the football stands or the athletic field stands in a tent. We're going to have a junior on prom on the 15th of May and then a senior one on the 22nd of May. We're going to have graduation outside for the first time in, that I can remember so that we can have more family and friends come to it. So, we're really trying to invest and give these kids an opportunity to get back to normal, and really it's been fun. I mean, everybody's got a lot of fatigue. There's light at the end of the tunnel, but just to see the kids in school having fun, our offices are, my district office is in elementary school, the smiles on the kids' faces, this is what school's all about. And we've learned a lot. We can never go back to how things were. We're only going to be able to get better. We can get better or worse, and I know that we're going to work hard to get better. So I'm really excited for the class of 2021. It's going to be a unique year, but we're going, and I'm excited for them. And a special shout out to Jesse Dietenberger. He is our valedictorian, and really, really proud of him and everything that he's done. And we're excited to celebrate as we move forward. So well done, class of 2021, and all the staff that's helped them get through.
You talk about a learning experience. It's one of those things we all can say, but especially the students that have been through schooling the last year or so, they can all look back when they're older and look back on, kind of the challenges, but how they got through it. And it's a neat story to be able to share as they get older, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's all going to be about perspective. And, what I've learned is that our memory isn't a video camera. It's an edited movie, and we can continue to make director's cuts. And I think, as an educator, as a parent, as a friend, a colleague, as we look back on COVID and we look back on these past year or so, we're going to be able to choose what we remember and what we take from it. And I think if we do it wisely, we're going to be able to grow. And I'm really excited that these students have been through one of the most unique and difficult times that anybody has been through at their age, going through school. And they're going to be stronger for it. And it's up to us to give them that perspective and to support them. So, yeah, you're right. As we move forward, we have an opportunity to look back and assign meaning, and I think we can, if we do it the right way, it's going to be a huge springboard to the future.
Aaron, I know we like to close talking about sports updates from Oriole Nation. I know the alternate fall season is closing down, and spring sports, the real ones, start up here actually this week. So busy time of the year for Oriole sports.
Yeah, and we have crossover now, so. Like, we have football going on, and big shout-out to Kewaskum, Laconia, and Ripon for letting us play on their fields. It's interesting. It's fun. We have a lot of competing. Some of our JV2, our sophomores, are actually playing, 14 games because they're playing on Mondays and on Fridays. But track's coming up, so our football players and also soccer players that are going to be in track are actually going to run track on Thursday at the county meet and then still play football or do soccer on another whenever those come up. It's fun. I mean, our coaches, Matt Bertram, has done a great job organizing and making things work, and big shout-out to all the ADs out there. It's a unique situation where just things are crazy, but crazy is good because that means we're busy.
Aaron, thanks as always. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Spencer. Take care, everybody, and congratulations, 2021 class.
Aaron Sadoff, Superintendent of Schools of the School District of North Fond du Lac, joining us here on KFIZ for a monthly conversation. Always appreciate